Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. It is draft night. It just went down. We're at around the 9th or 10th pick, I believe, right now in the NBA. And the Raptors, leave it to the Raptors. They have created waves on draft night, which they've done once or twice before. Let's go to the tape here.
The fourth pick in the 2021 NBA draft, the Toronto Raptors select Scotty Barnes from Florida State University.
You heard the crowd. This is a surprise. Scotty Barnes, a guy that many people in the draft love. But Jalen Suggs was expected, at least spotted by many mocks, to go at number four. And you see the energy that Scotty can bring everywhere he goes, celebrating with his family. As Toronto decides to go with a Florida State star.
There you go. Scotty Barnes is a Toronto Raptor, but for how long? Well, I'm not going to say for how long. I think that Scotty is here to say. I think that that is the man that the Raptors were clearly targeting. That's the guy they wanted out of FSU. They passed on Jalen Suggs, which is a bit hard to swallow right now. I got to be honest with you. These things are difficult to judge because you don't know how they're going to pan out in the grand scheme of things. Jalen Suggs checked so many boxes, didn't he? He was a point guard, could play really either guard position. He was a good defender, which the Raptors always value. He was clutch. He was all about winning. You've got the situation with Kyle Lowry leaving potentially. It certainly seems as though he is. So it just very rarely in a draft you get a high pick like that, fourth overall, you have arguably your best player when your top two players leaving, franchise icon, he plays the same position, you're in a consensus top four, and that fourth pick that you get is a point guard, you just take him, right? You take him. But no, the Raptors didn't do that. So clearly, they were very, very convinced that Scotty Barnes is going to be a better player ultimately than Jalen Suggs. I'm still scratching my head about it, to be honest with you. I really am. I have faith in the front office. I believe Masai and Bobby Webster, but, you know, people make bad moves. I feel like our front office is like a really well-written television show. You know, we had our foibles and our successes early on. We may have jumped the shark, but they really refined their craft and their abilities over time, right? I mean, Masai is still the same guy that drafted Bruno Caboclo. You know what I mean? Like, we still, he's the guy that was 2 years away from being 2 years away and didn't really pan out there. Scotty Barnes, I love his energy. I loved as soon as he was drafted, he popped up. He was dancing on the floor. You could just see the kid beams energy and positive energy at that. And I mean, that can't be just enough to get you drafted fourth overall. He's got defensive ability. It's just, here's something I put on Twitter early in the day. He's, what, 6'8", okay? He's 225 pounds, known for his defense, long wingspan. Okay, who else do we know that is already like that? OG Anunoby, maybe. OG Anunoby, 6'8", 230 pounds, known for his defensive ability. He's turned on the shot and the three-pointer over the last couple of seasons, you know, and now being in the league for a few years, he's worked on his shooting. But I was like, why is there so much smoke with Scotty Barnes? Don't we already have one of these guys? So here's the thing. If Scotty Barnes is now a part of the Toronto Raptors, which he certainly appears to be, now I think a lot of focus is turning to Pascal is out of here. And that seems to be the consensus. I was very apprehensive to start this podcast too soon because I kind of keep waiting and checking Twitter and waiting for the Woj bombs that the Raptors have possibly traded and done another big move and traded Pascal Siakam. I don't know. I have no idea if that's going to happen or not. There's still speculation going on as I check Twitter while I'm doing this because Golden State has taken Jonathan Kuminga going to Golden State and people saying anybody else think this was Masai's pick involved in a trade for Siakam. Is Siakam being moved? Because really, Scotty Barnes is going to play that position. He's going to play that power forward position. You got OG, one of a mix of the two of them, playing either the three or the four. Where does that leave Pascal? You still need a five. Lots of rumors, and I'm really excited about it. If they're going after Rishon Holmes from Sacramento in free agency, which is in a few days. Does this mean Kyle is definitively staying? Like, I'm losing it, people! I'm losing it! I don't know what to do. It is very, very... It is really, really weird. I gotta be honest with you. So I don't know what else is gonna happen with the Raptors. There's no way this is the only move that they're gonna make. Will it be tonight? I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure. But Twitter and the Raptor fan base ultimately does not seem super supportive of this play. So there's gotta be another move. I'm not saying you let fans dictate when you do things, but if there's a Ben Simmons trade coming or something like that, or a bigger trade with Golden State, now would be tonight would be the time. I mean, let's go to Twitter right now and check some of the comments. The Raptors really Bargnani'd this draft. There you go. What are the Raptors front office people doing? What about Suggs? I mean, unbelievable, Raptors. Unbelievable. Lord. What a crazy night already. I love Scottie Barnes, the Raptors, with their development team. I feel very confident he's going to be a star. So there's some positive ones as well. All of Canada wants to know, boo, Raptors. In fact, I've got a... Yeah. Just making your take easier to find and clown in 4 years. I think the Raptors had Giannis and KD in mind when deciding to draft Barnes. Bringing in Scottie's elite defensive skill set to guard Giannis and KD. We really drafted a more athletic Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, somebody else said. I mean, Twitter is just all over this thing. The Raptors, leave it to the Raptors to make waves at the NBA draft. Somebody else said, I'm still banking on a trade between the Raptors and the Warriors that sends Barnes and Siakam in exchange for Kuminga, the number 14 draft pick, Wiseman and Wiggins, and a second rounder. Could it be happening? Could it be happening? Already, here's a quote from Michael Grange. He's already done an interview with Scottie Barnes. Scottie Barnes says he can envision himself being one of the best players in the league, if not the best player in the future. Says his shooting has improved since the college season, and his offensive abilities have been slept on. There you go, Michael Grange with that quote right there. I'm still waiting on a trade or something going on. Like, what is going to happen with Pascal Siakam? I don't know. I feel like drafting Barnes has got to be the end of Siakam. I'm going to say it out loud right now. Here's another tweet. Barnes is not the Darko of this draft. We did not pass on the Carmelo Anthony of this draft. Repeat, Raptors. I'm going to keep literally multitasking here, doing this podcast and also checking Twitter at the same time to see if anything else is going to come of this. I don't know. The Raptors were certainly rumored to really like this kid. They thought he was, you know, going to be something special. But I just didn't understand that if you had the opportunity to take Jalen Suggs, that how you could pass on that, especially with Kyle certainly seems to be leaving. Now, I'm going to say this about Barnes, okay? He's a big kid. He's 19 years old. His birthday is on Sunday, just like mine. We've got the same birthday. So I'm starting to warm up to him a little bit, okay? August 1st is his birthday. Welcome to the Raptors, Scottie Barnes. I don't know, like, one of the best players in the nation, they pass on Jalen Suggs for he was like sixth man in the NCAA this past year. Look, I'm hoping on big things. I don't know if he's going to be the Rafael Araujo or Ronaldo Bachman of the draft, going way higher than he should, or Bruno. I don't know. I'm hoping on good things. I love his smile. I loved his swag at the draft tonight, where the all white, he looked fresh. He looked really, really good. He gets after it. I mean, he looks like a really solid player. And if he's got the mentality to be great, then this development staff with the Raptors will, I think, make it happen. But I don't know what people are feeling out there. I'm very, very torn. Suggs was just such a safe pick. Now, I saw some rumors online over the course of yesterday and today that said he didn't do very well, Jalen Suggs, in his workout and his time spent with the Raptors at their pre-draft sort of get-together. They love Scottie Barnes. I mean, nobody is out to maliciously, you know, sink the team, all right? They're making a conscious effort to make it better. They feel Barnes is a better pick than Suggs. I really hope this one doesn't come back to bite us in the butt. But he is officially a part of the Raptors. I'm still waiting to see if there's going to be any trades. Kendrick Perkins, for example, after he was picked, asked for a moment of silence for Pascal Siakam. Yeah, I mean, that's the theory. You can't trade Kyle right now, so there is rumors about that still being worked on with potentially the Philadelphia 76ers for a Ben Simmons trade, although the 76ers are asking for just ridiculous amounts, right? All the things they've asked. The rumors, have you heard these? The rumors that they asked the Raptors for Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet, OG Anunoby, the number 4 pick, and I believe another number 1. No. Then they asked the San Antonio Spurs for a young player and 7 draft picks. 3 unprotected and 4 pick swaps. Not even joking. And then there was another rumor about an offer with Golden State where they wanted Wiseman, Wiggins, both their picks this year, and like 2 or 3 more first round picks. I mean, it's just so impractical. But we'll see if there's something up their sleeves. I really do think, and again, I'll say it again, that this will probably signal the end of Pascal Siakam. I think you take this kid, he's got to play, he's got to develop, you've got to prove that you made the right choice. In no time, he's going to be up playing for the team. He might start the season in the 905 if they're running. I don't know, but this is a signal, I think, that Pascal Siakam will be traded. They're going to make a big move. Could it be for Ben Simmons? I don't know about a Damian Lillard at this point. I don't think the Wizards are going to move Bradley Beal, but maybe something with Golden State still in the works. I have said before, I would love to see Wiggins and Wiseman come over. You can throw Kuminga in there. Let's do it. Honestly, let's do it. For Pascal, now you got Scottie Barnes, Kuminga, Wiggins, and Wiseman. Come on. I would do that in a heartbeat. So let's check Twitter again. I mean, it's changing instantly as every second goes by. The more I think the Raptors are going to be stacked defensively. Yeah, I think we're going to win a lot of games 70-68. That's that's the theory. Remember that Kawhi Leonard was a pure defender when he came into this league, right? Everybody said he couldn't shoot. We'll see if that's the case here, and he develops a jumper and can put things together. What else do we have here? He's won a lot with Team USA. Some people, yeah, still in shock, still a little disappointed. Suggs was a safe bet, and we'll see what the Raptors do. If they make a big trade after I end this particular episode of the podcast, we're going to have to do another podcast tomorrow. We'll see how things pan out. We're about 3 days away from free agency hitting, and that's when we'll figure out what's happening with Kyle Lowry. But if you're moving Pascal, which I feel like you need to now, why is Lowry going to come back? You trade Pascal, you keep it, like, where's Scottie Barnes going to go? I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but you know what? I'm here for it. I think it's super exciting. I still think it's really, really cool. And the Raptors are defying the odds. They are what everybody's talking about at the draft right now. We'll also see what they score in the second round with the 46th and the 47th pick. They have a tendency to find great talent. I just hope it's not a thing where they're good at finding great talent when it's, in the second round or undrafted guys like Fred VanVleet. I hope that, they're not just good at that, the second round and undrafted guys, and very, very poor at the lottery picks. Okay, that would be bad news. So we'll see what happens ultimately, how the night ends. I gotta go to bed. I got a morning radio show I gotta do in the tomorrow morning, but that's it. The Raptors picking Scottie Barnes. He is part of the Toronto Raptors out of Florida State. The small forward, power forward, played some point guard. He's got handles. He plays defense. He's fiery. They say he's like a young Draymond Green. And hopefully he doesn't throw any swings at his teammates like Draymond does from time to time. But we'll see. Scottie Barnes, welcome to the Toronto Raptors. And we'll see again, like I said, if we're making any more trades, because I feel like this has got to be step one of certainly a few. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.